listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to you, Ham.
Ahoy, Ando.
Ahoy to you, Jacko.
Ahoy.
As we come.
Well, we've got to say it, don't we?
Yep.
We've got to call it. The first ISO Boys.
Yes.
Episode.
We're coming from
in the most secure room. Oh, this is great, isn't it, Jack?
I'm so excited.
Because we had to pick a room where we could all be a long way away from each other, at least 2 or 3 metres away from each other for health reasons. And it just so happened that one of us had access to a room in their house that had carpeted walls and an AstroTurf floor. We are coming to you live from, recording to you live from Andy's golf simulator.
Yes.
Yeah. We're in Andy's enormous golf simulator. It took me a while to find it. I was wandering around the house. I accidentally wandered into the wave pool and a couple of the other rooms first.
Well, aren't we lucky I have one? You and I are 10 metres apart.
Further away, almost further away than you or fingers are to the common man. For those fingers do not remember the touch of him.
Well, we needed a soundproof room.
Sure. You're much further down the fairway than I am. I'm almost in the rough, and Jack's up on the women's tee.
Oh, I'm on a different hole. I feel so far away.
Put a picture up on our pipes. Casual club, though. You don't have to wear a collar.
I mean, this...
this is nice, isn't it?
I mean, a warning. If you are a common man or a common woman and you look at this, this will... It will anger you. You may as well see three guys wearing Gucci jackets riding unicorns. I got a question too while we're talking golf setup.
Yeah.
In the golf room. Now, you cleaned out most of the golf room.
Yeah.
You left some balls, though, and a club.
I was chipping earlier this morning.
I mean, the other thing you've left here is 2 golf bags have been taken out.
Yeah.
I can see over there. You've got several golf bags.
Yeah,
which is a thing only a non-common man can ever say. You've got 3 sets of golf clubs in here for one man that lives here.
I didn't want to have to do this, Jack. But sorry, Ham, you continue.
All right. What I'm going to say is you've left one in here.
I always have that one there.
You always have that one here. But I mean, because we're sort of filming this and there's a photo, can I ask a question? You've left the branded one in here. It's tailor-made. It's branded tailor-made. Andy, my question to you, the Senate subcommittee's question is, do you or have you ever received any monetary or product assistance from that company?
Yes. But that's not why it's there.
You watching this, Jack?
I'm seeing everything unfold.
Look and learn. Learn from the master. He's left the brand.
I might as well bring my Yamaha guitar in and sit it next to me.
It's an audio medium.
Beretta over under shotgun that I've been training with to get into the clay pigeon shooting for the Olympics.
Just with regards to common man discussion.
Throw it at me, boy, because I got a lot of shit on you, man.
Okay. All I need is true or false from you.
Go for it.
On the last flight we took together, did you fly business?
No, next to you.
Yeah. On the way home, you flew business?
I think so.
And I was in economy.
Were you?
Ooh, Jack...
If you were, you were probably back there trying to get people to sign up to some sort of dodgy investment scheme so you could buy your own plane.
I rest my case, Jack. Mr. Business Class up there with his cheese and his wine as I sat there back there with everybody else.
Probably.
In the normal position I like to be.
Getting cheese so when I got off the plane I could hand it out to those less
fortunate. No, you sprinted, mate. You went to your personal driver and you got out of there.
Less lactose fortunate. I could give it out at the... Question, Andy, a few weeks ago, did you post something on Instagram... where your girlfriend sent you a text message saying there was a spider in the yoga mat drawer. Must be nice. Must be really nice, Jack.
We can't play this all day.
A whole drawer for yoga mats. Must be very, very nice.
Did you do a cooking show the other day on Instagram?
Hang on.
Did
you Andy, let me ask you a question. Okay,
Did you do it? Yeah.
You go.
Did your stovetop have dials of gas?
Oh, it's electric.
Right. And did you boil water or did you go to a specialty tap?
I went out to the urn.
in the other room. Specialty he's hot got one, water
he
tap.
He has one of those.
Oh my gosh. There's nothing less common, man, than a specialty hot water tap.
On weekends, I will take boiling water down to the park and I'll hand it out for free to those in the neighbourhood that don't have it. Let me just, before we move on, this drawer where you just keep yoga mats in because you have such a, you know, you sport for space, as the lucky few are with an enormous house. Where in this house is it?
Where in this house is it? It's not in this house.
Must be very nice, Jack. It's at the other house. Must be extremely nice. Must be.
We ran out of bed.
You ran out of music bed.
Ran out of music bed for the top of the show.
Cross examination lasted
so long. All this is nuclear war. You're destroying the earth. No one is a common man anymore.
That's true.
No one can win.
Apart from that, though, I know. Can I just say? Apart from all the examples, I do see you as quite the common man.
Well, you know, we've had other options to do the show maybe at Jack's house, but they've closed state borders, so I'm not sure.
Let the nukes fly. I know we might as well go at the rate of destruction.
It's very common to live far from the city.
Oh, is it, mate?
Yeah, that's very common,
I've noticed you doing your radio show from your bespoke music room. I mean, that...
Yeah,
for a man that's not a professional musician, that is quite. That must be really nice.
I've seen the electronic drums set up in there, Jack.
It's very expensive. Have you played? Lost touch of the cover band. Lost touch of the cover band.
Very expensive electronic drums. We also have to say ahoy, Ham, to Scott. Of course, Scott from Salt Lake City. He told us what he was up to do via hamishandandy.com.
Ahoy, boys. Scott from Salt Lake City, Utah in the United States here. Still working right now through the coronavirus pandemic and needed a way to literally waste my entire day. So I decided to upload some audio through the website. So, happy birthday, Ando.
Finally, a use. Yes. For once, we probably won't be looking at overhauling that long and drawn out clunky system.
I think it's the perfect isolation challenge.
People need to burn hours, and that is a bonfire of them.
I've got one other thing, Ham, that a surprise for Jack. Jack, we've got a new little podcast set up there. And just if you reach underneath it, I felt because we're in just underneath the
Jack
desk.
Jack was looking under his chair because he thinks you've Oprah'd him. Thinks he got in the car.
No, just underneath the desk, the buttons. Like
okay. Oh, actually, there's some golfing clubs. Fusion Pro Callaway golfing clubs.
There's a golf club there for you, Jack. I feel like Jack should panel.
For hygiene reasons.
With a golf club.
Oh, there is a surplus of golfing equipment down here. You definitely should, Jack. That looks really professional. And now I think other people will see it. If there's ever been an example of losing touch with the common man, it's using leather golf clubs instead of just surgical clubs during the pandemic.
That is Jack.
That's Jack. That's Jack in a nutshell. All right. It brings us. This is an optimistic attempt because it's our first show doing the podcast from the medically isolated confines of Andy's golf room.
Yes, have adjusted the clock, guys, for daylight savings time. Thank you for the 4 billion reminders that I got on Instagram.
Thank you. Well, thanks to your butler, who I assume is still scurrying around the house somewhere. As an essential service. And we're lucky enough to be here in the golf sim, but it can make special skills tricky because obviously we're going to, you know, minimise seeing people face-to-face.
Yes.
But we still need to test. It's our job. It's
absolutely
our duty. It's our duty to test people's phenomenal skills. Angus sent one in. It's an incredible skill and I thought we can do this remotely.
Great.
He says, look, he can see an item.
Mm-hmm.
He can see an item and immediately go, this is how much it costs.
Wow.
So horrible time. He's only 18. He was born too late to play The Price is Right, but essentially he has he has the skill to take home the showcase.
Or maybe on the Price is Right. They closed it down knowing he was coming.
They sensed he was born. they were monitoring all delivery rooms. And as soon as Angus came out and went, forceps, $49.95, they went, Jesus, kid's good.
They knew that he would destroy
them. Forceps, yeah. Probably. I'm not trying to have a go at your mum there, Angus, about giving birth to you in a room with cheap forceps. It was just the first price that came to my head. $5,000. Must be nice, Angus, to be born to $5,000 forceps. Already lost touch with the common baby. But here's his skill. He does join us online. Angus, we've got him on Zoom as well. He joins us online. Angus, how are you, mate?
Ahoy, Angus.
I'm good. I'm good, boys. Thank you.
Now,
ahoy.
Angus, I made it. This special skill fell to my side of the fence. Mm. I'm just realizing now I've got you on a phone on a tripod in front of me here in the golf room. Mm. I found all the items online. We've gone to huge effort to set this up visually so you can sort of see the items as well. I'm rereading your email. It actually says, you can tell me any random product and I can tell you how much it costs.
All right, so we didn't even need the visual.
But would you prefer the visual, Angus?
The visual, yeah, the visual work.
The visual work. Same because, game. I mean, you could just tell someone, I don't know, Suzuki Vitara. But
yeah. And then are you talking, Angus, here's one thing for clarification.
Oh, we need a few clarifications.
Yeah. Are you talking the item new or its resale value?
Brand new, yeah.
But yeah, I was going to say, because it's very difficult.
Yeah, RRP is your...
off the shelf.
Off the shelf is your specialty. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so, Haim, what we'll do then is we'll put Angus on hold, perhaps,
yep,
and at times, and you can tell us the item, you can tell us the price.
I will.
And then we'll bring him back and you'll show him the item. Is that what we're going to do?
What are we after here? Within 10% of the price?
I think within... 5%?
Plus 5%, minus 5%?
Well, Hamish and Andy card value.
Yeah, nice. Plus five for us.
Yeah, loyalty card. Yeah, good call.
Great call, Angus. That's exactly how we'll do it. Five up, five down.
Okay, that's fair.
That's fair.
Obviously, yeah, because it is hard. I mean, have you picked items, Ham? Well,
put Angus on hold, will you, Jack?
Okay.
I can rejig this. The first one I just thought a Vespa, right?
Oh, yeah, great.
You like Vespas. Yeah. 1968 powder blue Vespa. Now, obviously, that's secondhand.
Right, okay,
I can quickly search for a better one if you
want. I reckon it's called brand new Vespa. What does one cost?
Okay, brand new Vespa. Sorry about this.
That's okay.
The others, I've got like a KitchenAid mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's brand new?
That's brand new.
Yeah.
You know the brand Supreme, right? Supreme?
No.
Like red box, white writing, Supreme, normal T-shirt, $10, Supreme T-shirt,
$200.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I think, we've been in New York, I think, before when they release a jumper and everyone's queuing up for it.
Yes.
Supreme hat, just a hat,
yeah.
Black hat, says Supreme on the front, $150.
Wow.
Wow. They really are. They really are making Von Dutch look like a bargain back in the heyday. Okay. And so that's the Vespa. All right. Well,
yeah.
We've got here a 2019 Vespa Sprint.
Brilliant.
It's the 150. It's brand new.
Yep.
$6,990 right away.
Okay, but let's bring him back off hold.
That's the first one. Okay, Angus, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, this is brand new. Have a look at this gorgeous black Vespa. You see that?
Yep.
Boom. Give us the price.
$14,500.
Is high.
I do not that want to go high. To you, mate. It's exactly double. Yeah. Pretty much
$6,990. Scoot away.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I mean, it's a good indication that it was like exactly double.
That is a great indication. So something in there is working. So are you saying, so for your next guess, for the next figure that pops into your head, you're going to halve it? Okay.
Okay.
We'll chuck you on hold, and just so the listeners, I'll tell everybody the amount. Jack?
He's on hold.
It's a KitchenAid mixer.
Mm-hmm.
Retail, recommended retail is $899.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Take him off hold, Jacko. Angus, there we go. It's a KitchenAid desktop. See that?
Yep.
Cake mixer.
Cake mixer, okay.
What's the vibe on that, mate?
I'm originally thinking 180.
Mm-hmm.
180.
But I'm halving that.
Yep.
To $90.
$90. Okay.
But I'm gonna up that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wow.
It's such
a treat to see inside the process.
Inside the mind and the process.
As the numbers get tumbled, half-flipped. Yeah. So start at 185 after to 90. Where are we taking it from 90? I mean, I don't want to lead the witness here, but I would be strongly hinting in the up direction from 90 rather than a further halving.
Mm. Yep, I'd say... I'm going to say $320.
Wow.
Okay.
So start at 180, halve it.
Then quadruple it.
Add 230.
No question about it. You can be more wrong, but you are quite wrong.
899. So really what you were looking for there is when you halved it to 90, the next thing in your head should have been multiply it by 10.
Yes.
Yeah. Would have been.
I'm going to say.
We're well out of impressive zone here, but to avoid a complete debacle.
This is as bad as I've ever heard anyone
go. You've been half off or twice. You know, you've never actually been closer than a factor of two. Your first one was twice as much.
Yeah.
Your second one was worse than half.
Yeah.
Close. So we're looking for you to really get close to the pin here.
I'm trying.
Well, I'm
working
you.
With a bigger range of failure than some of the other people on the show. So I think.
But your chance to be the worst we've ever had. I reckon
double's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like being out by 100% both times is like a pretty huge.
Okay, we're going to give you one more just because we want to see how bad this failure could be.
We're around about the zone here of like, you know.
This is close to Simpsons guy.
Yeah. Like, you know, what's the capital of Switzerland?
Yeah.
And you just going navy blue or, you know, 45.
Burn.
Okay, here we go. Burn. Oh, good. A slight bit of redemption.
Let's put him on hold.
He's on hold.
Okay, so this is the Supreme hat.
Yes.
It's a camouflage 5-panel hat.
Yep.
With the red Supreme logo on it. It is retailing for $145.
Great. Bring him back, Jack.
Angus, you ready, mate?
Yep.
Supreme hat, camo, red Supreme on the front, 5-panel hat, boom.
God, Supreme.
Talk us through your process.
I know Supreme's quite expensive.
Supremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Good start. Supremely expensive, but I don't know, a hat.
Hats.
Hats are pretty cheap.
Hats are one of the smaller items you can buy. Hats are small. Socks are small. Jackets are big.
Yes.
I'm going to go.
T-shirts are medium.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Are you thinking at the moment when is the clue for the hat? Is your brain sort of going, is it sort of dollars per gram at the moment that your brain's sort of thinking like
that? Your brain working at all? Because you must be flustered, Angus.
No, I just talk us through it. Talk us through it. Can help talking
about
it.
Okay, honestly, I'm thinking around 200, 300 again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where I'm going to land.
Okay.
What's firming up out of those two numbers? What's firming up as your preferred answer?
I mean, it is expensive, but it's a hat.
Yeah. Mm. But you know, is it dangerous to apply logic to anything Supreme? Mm. I mean, I think they sold a crowbar at one stage for $1,000.
True. I'm going 300.
He's done it again. You're exactly double. It's 145. I don't know how he does
fantastic.
It. But somehow it's always double
alongside
half.
The Simpsons guy is don't do an Angus.
Angus.
Well done, Angus. Oh. Well, not really, but thank you so much. A token of no value will be sent your way.
Well done. Well done for the entertainment, Angus.
I think we should.
Can you, I mean, let's now go back to what was the thing that you must have done in the past to believe that you had this skill to kind of write in and nominate yourself? Because there's nothing else on your form.
Well, me and my mates, we'd head off to Coles after a long day at the beach, and my mate Tommy just start covering up price tags, and he'd say, "How much is that?" And I'd be hitting it.
Groceries.
I'd be hitting it. So I'm more grocery level.
Yeah,
I'd say
a good cautionary tale, isn't it?
Yeah,
a good cautionary tale. Where if you do, you know, if your skill is something, but please be specific
be
with
more
your skill,
because you've ended up you were good at sub-district cricket, and suddenly we asked you to come and play in the World Cup.
Yeah.
And I think
you have been good at throwing some cans, like a squashed up can in a recycling bin from across the room, and you go, my aim's great. Yeah. And then you've been hired by the Navy SEALs to be a sniper. And then you've got, actually, sorry, should have been more specific. I was just more cans in the bin. Angus,
well done, buddy. Thanks so much for joining
Thanks,
us.
Legend. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, mate. Love it.
Haim, loyalty card update.
Fantastic, Ando. Where are they at?
Well,
the numbers are rocketing, and it doesn't surprise me. People love a deal.
Yeah,
and
nearing 12,000 submissions for a loyalty card.
Right.
Where are we at to a certain degree, because I called you during the week to update you on costs,
yeah,
which have been significant, Jack.
Sure, and I just say, I think my exact words were, "Let them fly."
Yes. They were.
What of them? The money.
The costs.
Yes.
Because I just think, especially at this time,
yep,
what could be greater than going to rushing to your mailbox? Now, I know it's not going to be this week,
yep,
but very soon, going to your mailbox, opening it up, boom, yep, there's your personalised Hamish and Andy loyalty card.
Yes.
And, you know, your ability to go to stores. And, you know, a lot of stores are still open,
yep,
around, and you get 5%, they get 5%. It's the ultimate. It's the card the stores loves.
We did get a deal.
We did from our – these are the people that are printing the cards.
But I'm not going to say their name yet.
Mm. I thought we were saying their name.
We will.
Didn't I agree to wear a hat?
Yeah, yeah, you will wear a hat. They don't have – they'd prefer not to.
They've opted out of the hat deal. That's an interesting move.
They don't have a hat. We could make one up for them. They said they wrote back to
not
me.
Every
it's been
company
a funny negotiation,
a
but they've gone, sorry, thanks very much for agreeing or suggesting that you can both wear hats, but just mentioning our name might be better.
Did they take the hat off, or is me just casually wearing the hat around the streets as a very, very low impact billboard?
Yeah, I think they didn't. I think they thought that we were just going to wear one of their hats. They said they don't have a hat, but I also thought maybe it wouldn't get the type of recognition required.
I can see through that prism how the hat deal would seem terrible for them, because we didn't mention, it's much like your golf bag behind me, we didn't mention that, hey, you know, once something's in the golf sim, it gets a lot of eyeballs on it and people want to know about it.
So I was comfy with this, but it's at the moment it's still an outlay of money, which I've paid 50% for a deposit.
We have.
Yes,
just
yes.
Just because you have access to the bank, it goes, doesn't mean it's all your money.
Which we have.
Yep.
But I didn't want to give the name yet until we're happy with the quality of the card.
Oh.
I know this is...
We're holding back.
Well, for their own good and ours.
Right.
But if we get them and they're not up to scratch...
It's a plastic card, isn't it?
I don't suspect there'll be any issues whatsoever, but I feel...
I think a lot of people, when we mentioned this, thought it would be of the quality of when you get your go-karting license when you're little and it's cardboard laminated.
This is a plastic card.
Like private health insurance kind of card level.
Absolutely, and it'll have your individual name and number put on it.
Wow.
So we will mention...
A photo?
Pardon?
People's photos on
it? No,
no. But you're welcome to stick your own
Our photos. A photo of us is on it.
Yes. But you are welcome to put your own photo on it.
If you want.
You can hot your card up.
Yeah. We encourage anyone hotting their own cards up.
Get your Sharpies
Obviously,
out.
Obviously, it's the loyalty card that the stores love.
Yes, it is.
You get 10% off, but you immediately give 5% of that 10% back to the store immediately.
Well, Ando, people are, we made the letter up that we'll send out to people when they get the cards. When will the cards be out?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Would you like me to read the letter?
Yes.
Before
we get to the letter, I just thought, thank you for all the stores coming in that are honouring the card. If you are a store out there, iSail in the wet Sundays. If you want a new sail for your yacht, there you go. You can get your...
Andy's giving his mates a shout out.
Isis Motel in Scone.
Oh, geez, they need help.
I mean, obviously, motel's tough at the moment, but they're going to give...
No, for the Isis. Isn't it?
Yeah, I've never thought of that.
Well, they would have.
Has that been written on the website correctly? I think it'd be right.
Yeah, I mean, before the terrorist organisation, people did have the name Isis. It's just a bad bounce.
Golden Plains Diggers.
Great.
I'm just going through.
And so these are all the companies that have.
Yes. Richie's Jewelers. Wow. They've submitted and said, yes, they are accepting the cards. You can go there. Aussie Bricks, if you need a brick.
Yes, I do.
You go.
My papers keep flying away.
Rebels and Rainbows. Don't know what the store does, but
love it.
But you'll certainly get your kick back there. Stores that are having teething problems.
Yeah, this is a way, because every store is on board, and that's why, that's the beauty of the card. But we do understand word travel, you know, Coles. Word travels. Oh, Coles.
Coles.
That's a biggie.
Aldi.
Might not be all stores. Might not be all Coles and Aldi's. I would like to see.
People have gone to these stores and tried it, and they didn't know what was going on. So obviously,
there's so much going on at the moment with disinfecting.
Upper management hasn't filtered down.
That's what the problem is. Yep. And also,
Super Rooster.
Has or hasn't?
Teething problems.
Hens teething problems.
Which I'm a bit disappointed with. Because,
at that.
Yeah.
That could be a mistake.
Because I look forward to the day where we're moving them from the right-hand column, as you see, hamishandandy.com/loyalty, stores having teething problems, to the left, stores that are on the card.
Because a lot of the time, you know, even rolling out a new iOS takes time.
Exactly.
Or a new operating system. If someone goes, oh, we're not doing, you know, oh, we're doing a different kind of chicken salt at Super Rooster. I assume that wouldn't happen overnight. Hmm. There's just going to be a little bit of a lag on that. That'll be fixed.
Wine and art in New Zealand.
Yes or no?
Teething problems.
Teething problems.
Teething problems.
Teething problems.
So
again, God, I'd love to see the footage of these. More for their sake.
Yep.
The footage of when you go into Wine and Art, you buy 4 or 5 cases of the finest Pinot.
Yeah.
You buy yourself a Matisse. You hand over the card and go, here you go, 10% off. Immediately you get 5. I'll take 5 as well.
Yep.
Love to see the conversation where they go, I'm not familiar with this. And you're baffled, they're baffled.
Yep.
I'd more like video evidence of that so you can show it to them later when they are familiar with it. And they have a laugh at their first day when they had teething problems.
Bagels and Beers is our first Spanish one that is accepting the card. So we know that's great.
In any specific city?
Haven't got it listed here, but the Copper Moon Work Coffee House in the US is also taking it on board. So that's really great, really good of them. Lark Journeys in Namibia.
I assume yes.
Yes, they're fine.
Well, I assume everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's the thing. This is wonderful to hear these companies have done the right thing, but it's not a surprise.
So keep alerting us to teething problems. If your store is on any card, put it up there. I've been turning to the boffins for the website. At the moment, it's just a long, long list. So it's very difficult. Say if you had a hankering to buy something, it's very difficult to see where. I mean, of course, all stores.
Well, just assume yes.
Yeah, all stores.
But
you wanted extra surety, I'm looking to try and get a search function put on the website so you could possibly go.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? Because what we're really doing here is building a list of every store in the world. And which no one's really tried yet, with the possible exception of Google. Yeah. So do we just ask Google for their store list
and put it all up,
pop them all over into the yes pile,
and move them,
and
right
then move them
right for teething
problems if and when they pop up? I mean, Jez, give Google a buzz this week. Just ask for, dear Google, please send over full store list .doc. Full earth store list .doc or .xls.
Yep.
And we can import into the back end.
.doc or .xls.
Yeah, do you want it as a Word doc or a spreadsheet?
Spreadsheet
would be easy. He's requested the spreadsheet. So just, dear Google, please send over the full spreadsheet of all stores in the world. We need it for our back end.
Yes.
They'll understand that. That's a bit of tech talk.
Exactly. Hey, in 2 weeks' time, the first round of cards, 5,000 have been printed with names.
Wow.
We have gone through them individually. So some of the names, apologies to Sir Dick and Balls.
Sure.
if you are a real person.
Else Girlson won't be getting his card.
But you're not getting a card.
Yeah, true. So, since the cards are costing so much per card, have you been going through it with a razor?
Just cleaning out.
Good.
Just going to clean out a few of the dud names because obviously we'd encourage stores to get a secondary point of ID.
Yeah, that's true. It won't work without.
Because I don't want you. If you can't give it to your mum, it's not transferable.
It's got
to
be you.
She has to register hers.
We'll need stores to go, Mr. Dick and Balls, can I have a look at that? I need to see another form of ID. Here you go. Here's my Dick and Balls S45. Oh, yeah, great. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that, Mr. Dick and Balls. I hope you understand that if I'm about to give you 10% off on a Sapphire for me to also receive 5% of the price, I need to make sure you are Peter Dick and Balls. Ando, here's the letter that we'll be sending up for people. This is just a bit of an excitement builder.
Yes.
For everybody to get it. This could be you opening this letter in the mail.
And your card will be alongside this letter.
Dear Deal Seeker, Congratulations on your successful application for the Hamish and Andy loyalty card. By the very fact you are now holding this precious and more expensive to print than anticipated card, it signifies to us you are an extremely loyal listener of the podcast. If there's one thing we wished to reward more than anything else, it's loyalty. They say you can't put a price on loyalty, but guess what? We bloody have. If you're anything like us, you sometimes purchase products and or services. And if you're anything like Jack, you like a good deal. We noticed a lot of loyalty cards are specifically for one or at most a few stores. There also seems to be a lot of phone calls and whatnot and red tape to organise those discounts. And quite frankly, we found that to be a weak system, high in admin, and one that's robbing you of choice. That's why we've turned the loyalty card game on its head by beginning with the assumption that all stores are cool with this card.
Amen.
How do we do that? By giving them a little slice of the action too. So here's your deal. When you present this card to any store worldwide, you immediately get 10% off your purchase. Immediately after that, the store gets 5% of the purchase price back to them from you, leaving you with 5% overall discount and them with a tasty 5% kickback. The more you spend, the more you save. The more they get, it's an insane win-win. And that is why everybody's saying it's the card the stores love.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So
well done.
Please enjoy it with our deepest compliments. As we mentioned, stores should accept this, but it's always nice to acknowledge those who do. Go to the website. No stores aren't on board yet. We can't make that clear enough. But if you experience someone that's having teething problems, do let us know at the website too. Go forth, enjoy. Thank you for your loyalty. Your pals, Hamish and Andy.
Great stuff.
Thank you so much. Oh, one other thing. I know we've been going long on this. You know how Wayne's World is on board for the other week? Look what we got in the mail.
Wayne's World hats.
Wayne's World hats. Now, there's a store that's got a hat. Wayne's World discount variety store. You beauty.
Well, because our loyalty card guys don't want us wearing the hats.
Guess who gets hat privileges this week?
We can put Wayne's World on.
They're awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, they are awesome, Jack.
Fantastic. Well, I'll put it on.
Okay, people might have remembered a couple of weeks ago that I found a website, a freelancing website called Upwork. Mm-hmm. Now, you can post any job on this website, and I thought it could be a wonderful little time saver, wonderful little trick to have up our sleeve if, rather than having to come every week to the podcast with something to talk about or, you know, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It can be a lot of pressure on us. And some weeks you just flat out. Mm. Now, we love doing the podcast, but...
Oh, particularly this climate. You're homeschooling.
Oh, I mean, we just got so much stuff. You're down here in the golf sim, packing it down, swinging the sticks, packing it back up for the podcast. So we really don't have it. Jack's still doing his radio show.
Yep.
We really don't have tons of time.
No.
So I put on this website, Upwork. I posted a job that said, can you write amusing conversations between three people for a podcast?
Yep.
Now, only one person replied to the ad.
Yeah.
His name was Teo.
Where was he again?
Gentleman from Nigeria.
Nigeria, that's right.
Still, speaks excellent English.
Great.
Teo back and forth me a little bit. He said, what is this? How does this work? I said, look, Teo, here's the deal, mate. You could be, I didn't tell him, I just said, oh, look, it's three guys. If this goes well, there could be more work here. Got him to write three scripts, three scenarios.
Did you feed him a bit of info about us?
So this is what I said. I said, look, it's three guys. Mm-hmm. I want this to be a natural sounding conversation. Yep. Listeners shouldn't be able to tell this has been written for them.
Yep.
I think that's important.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, to achieve that end,
yeah.
Here is some detailed information about the fellas.
Yeah, okay.
So you can be, you'll see what I've given him during the
script. It'll become apparent, will it?
Yeah, I think it'll become apparent, some of the facts I've given Teo.
Yeah.
And I said, I'd love it to end on a laugh.
Okay, great.
You know, and because that kind of feels like a nice conclusion.
Yes.
And I think it's okay for you to know this, Ando. Mm. You get the out.
I get the out? Okay. I get the punchline.
Andy gets the out.
Fantastic.
Here.
It's what we all dream of in radio.
I mean,
count your outs.
If and when this becomes a promo, that's you. That's you hitting the home run, and that's what's going to get replayed over and over again across the Podcast One network.
And particularly when we have an award ceremony at some point, when everyone's back in the room and they'll go, best regional podcast.
Best seemingly natural conversation. best to the best of our knowledge, unscripted conversation. Because I think we'll do a good job here. I'm kind of hiding the strings.
And no one's going to notice. They'll play this during the nomination phase. We'll lose out, but
But it'd be nice to hear for the rest of the auditorium to hear. We didn't deserve to win because we know in our hearts it was scripted and we would have had to get up and reject the award for best unscripted convo, but it will still get played, your funny bit.
Hey, we've got a little his name is Teo. We've got a little jingle to kick this off. You're just passing us some cards here.
Everybody, here's the way. We've all got 15 cue cards in front of us. Each card represents the next bit of dialogue between the three of us. Okay. So you kick it off to Ando.
Okay.
He really likes you. He's given Andy bookend duties here. Yep. Andy kicking off the convo and you
bringing it home
with a big laugh.
Okay.
And I should also say he titled this conversation called Are We Careful?
Okay.
Right, so that's a bit of a, it's more of a philosophical pondering here. It's a discussion between three men, I suppose, being us, if we're careful or not. I think the only other thing you need to know is he was he's a great worker, Teo. He got back to me within a day.
Wow.
Nailed it. We had a bit of back and forth.
Yeah.
I offered him $200 for three scripts.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the website's in US.
Oh,
so
geez.
It's like,
I mean,
that's why he's so enthusiastic. He's emailed me almost every single day asking for more work. More than you'd earn as a writer for Fallon or something. This pays more than the Academy Awards. So I absolutely think he's worth it. Here we go. So
let's cook into it.
We've all been busy and life just won't stop. The content can all be from the shelf that's on top. So we posted a job on a freelancing app, and the job was taken up by a Nigerian chap. So now we relax without worrying what to say, yo, 'cause this whole next segment has been written by Teo.
All right. As a person, I love things to be very tidy and neat. Mm-hmm. That's why I love the game of golf. Neat and precise. Things can always be arranged in that in place. That, for me, is being careful.
Next page. Well, for me, I'm not altogether tidy. Of course, it may not be totally scattered and all, but too neat just freaks me out. That doesn't mean I'm not careful.
Next page. Well, it's the proper place to be for you. I mean, you won a pee contest. That speaks volumes.
I won a pee contest? Yes, but that doesn't make me dirty. I became a superior man. Mm-hmm. But you love a rough sport. You love motorbikes. That's not in any way tidy. Having a neat room is not the perfect criterion for judging carefulness. I am a chef. I must be careful and thorough with everything I do in a kitchen.
But we must not forget that you are also a karate black belt holder.
I may have been a little bit generous with some of the bio descriptions.
I was just about coming to that. You love karate and you love camping in the wild. Talk about being careful again.
Well, that's all adventure. I'm a person who loves the adventure and the fun that life offers. For me, a life without adventure is sick. That's why I do all of the things I do, cooking, karate and camping. They are all an outflow of me being an adventurous person.
But all of those things, especially the last two, come with a lot of hazards.
Well, what's an adventure without a little bit of risk factor? That's what makes it an adventure, after all.
Well, that's where the danger comes in. You're in the wild. No. Anything could come at you. Ryan could come at you with a beer from the
Please
house.
Read the script. Okay. Please read the script.
How do you even think of surviving out there?
I don't know.
That's really dangerous, and you're not being careful.
Well, I don't really think being careful has anything to do with all that we've mentioned above.
You shouldn't usually say above in a conversation. It does give away its scripted, but that can be a note for next time. Yes, it does. You, for example, are extremely careful. It's just you and your wife plus your dog in your truck. That's all there is to you. Anything else?
Well, he is careful about money, but you, Hamish, you're never careful, and I'm more careful than you are. Jack may be the most careful of us all, but you're definitely the most careless person among us all.
Right. Here we go, Jack, bring it home.
I have a final thought. Peeing or cooking or camping or riding a motorbike doesn't make one careless. It goes past that. You have to look at it from the point of attitude. I may love playing guitar slowly compared to another man. Someone else may not. I really do not mind driving my truck into some really bad roads, but someone may not want to do that. It's our attitude to things that determine whether or not we are careful.
Here we go. Here's
you can say that again.
Got him.
Thanks, Teo.
Question for you both.
Mm-hmm.
Is something brand new if it hasn't been used? I'll give you
this. I think it. I mean, here's my initial blink reaction. I think you go from brand new's time specific.
Okay.
And then that slowly dissolves off the item and it can remain in mint condition but not brand new anymore.
Great. I think you've cleared it up because I'll give you the scenario. My cousins live in the country.
Yep.
And they have a big fair in the area for the whole district.
Yep.
And it's the major fundraiser for the time and they can't do it at the moment.
Yeah.
And so I've been assisting them in the area to try and get it all online.
Yep.
And so I was looking online at the website and having a look at the raffle. Right. And the main prize is from the local car dealer up there.
Yeah, great.
In the region. And he said it's a brand new car. 0 kilometres on the odometer, brand new car. It's a 2018 Holden Astra.
M119, you could maybe say brand new, but yeah, an 18 Astra. It's a mint condition Astra.
It is. But again, mint condition sounds like, say if you've got something from 1970, that's in mint condition, you're impressed. But
I'm thinking like a Ninja Turtles figurine that's never been opened from the 90s.
Yes.
That's not brand new, even though no kid has played with it.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a mint condition.
So at what year did it not become brand new? So you thought if it was 2019?
Well, even then, I mean,
I was going to say once in the year you could accept a late model 2019 car as brand new.
You couldn't you?
So,
but this car is only. Would you accept it's new? It's a new car.
Well, it's definitely a new car. Is it? Oh, actually,
is it just? Is it just me, or does this sound like one of the radio breaks written by Teo?
You can say that again.
Don't steal my lines.
That's Andy's, you dog. That's Andy's catchphrase. All right, Ando.
Yeah.
Just because we're confined doesn't mean we can't be full of power.
And just as a side note, we were just about to get the book out.
We were, weren't we?
But this bloody COVID.
And the Wuhan National Printing Press.
Yeah, and
worst
suddenly,
people to book for the job.
Yeah.
We're actually not back to square one.
Yeah.
But we're not far off it.
No,
we're
exactly.
About square four at the moment. And we were well into the teens.
Yeah.
And so apologies for that. What can you do? That's the way of the world.
But the book will come out for sure.
We'll regroup.
Yep. And we'll that is on our plate.
That's big time on our plate. It's near the centre of the plate with the potatoes. Hey, a few people sent this one in. Can I just kick this off? So uncredited, on the home front, the music special that was on a couple of weeks ago from home on TV, a few people noticed that Guy Sebastian had his aria in the background when he was filming from home. Bit of a power move.
He had five of them.
So not a bad power move. Yeah. He could have done it from anywhere in his house. He could have picked a blank wall. He didn't want everyone to see his arias.
Came from Richard Whiteoak.
Go for it, Rich.
International number, so I'm not sure where he's from. But,
say it out loud.
Starts with a +852.
Ah.
I feel like somewhere through Asia, isn't it?
Could be our Tunisian friend.
Whilst self-isolating with my girlfriend.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Not Rain Man, but Delayed Man.
Perfect, Jacko. Thank you. From Hong Kong, Richard. Whilst self-isolating with my girlfriend, when I see her doing the washing up, I give her a hug and I say, I like this new you. Ooh. She's always done the washing up.
It's a bold move.
Dangerous in
Kevin, alpha. Kevin, when you're trying to get the better of an alpha in a conversation, ask them what they do for a living. Mm-hmm. Then say, oh, that's my plan B.
Brilliant. Really like that. This is from John Bernardello. Power move at a wedding. So obviously not, you can't do it at the moment, but once weddings are up and going, there will be an absolute onslaught.
There'll be a flood.
When the groom has said something really moving during his speech, to his new bride and the crowd claps with approval. Pick your moment for the noise to die down just enough so you can be heard saying, I wrote that for him.
Ando, power move. When this is from Tom Ryan. Is that? No, sorry, that's Jack Ryan. Jack Tom Ryan. Clancy's Jack Ryan. Yeah, sorry. Just for a sec, I thought we might be getting a classified power move. Tom Ryan, when someone tells you some good news or a cool story they have, simply reply, wow, that's huge if true. This gives the impression that they're either lying or it's just not that great. Example, great news, guys. My wife is pregnant. Wow, that's huge if true.
Really like it. Andrew Price here. He says, this is an arsehole thing to do.
A lot of them are.
When you see a hitchhiker holding their thumb out, give them the thumbs up. My mum hates it when I do it.
What's she hitchhiking for? Give her a lift, mate.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.